Ho, ho, ho. Thanks for joining me once again. My name is Dan Frio, host of the Rate Update, and it is another ugly story today. So we got mortgage rates. They're back above 6.5%, and it's even going to get worse than that. I'm going to show you the MBS market today. I'm going to show you a live reading on that. That gives us the direction on where mortgage rates are going. But I wanted to show you guys a new tool that I've been working or trying to develop something like this for years. And the reason being is I kind of put myself in your spot a lot of times, because when I'm trying to buy something, I put that in perspective of what you guys are looking for, because you're watching me, you're trying to figure out, okay, I want to learn the mortgage business, how all this real estate stuff works, how does mortgage rates work and things like that. Mortgage rates are confusing. It's like buying a freaking car. You look at this and there's so many deceptive things with that. So today, my goal is to help explain to you guys, how do you figure out what your mortgage rate is? And this one's going to be actually live. So I'm going to show you how you can actually get what your real true, your mortgage rate is live. And then if something you like, we can get you locked in. If not, I got the new RateWatch 2.2 coming out next week. I'm going to show you all these behind the scenes. So folks, let's get over to it. My name is Dan Frio. My goal each day is to explain to you guys what the heck's going on with these things and why is what's going on. Hell, this is bad. Okay, so here's what's going on in the market, folks. I said this morning, you just have to follow oil. Well, here's oil. It's up 5%, just teetering above $95 a barrel, teetering closer to $100 a barrel. That's inflationary. So what's going to happen with mortgage bonds? Right there here. So this is the mortgage bond market. All you have to understand is that number up through there. If that number's red, that is bad news. The bigger the number, the bigger the adjustment, and that's a pretty big number. Okay, so what you're seeing on your screen right now is some blips right through here. That's bad news. When you see worse, that means mortgage companies are coming out with rate increases. So how do you track all this stuff? Okay, how do you track? If you're a homeowner right now saying, okay, I wish I would have got that 599, I could have saved an extra $200 a month from where they are now. Or can, if rates keep going up, can you even afford a house? Well, I want to put myself in your shoes. When I'm trying to find a mortgage rate, here's what I would look at. Okay, I always look at, if I'm looking to try to find a car, I'll look at, best price cars and blah, 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 blah. So here's what you put in, most likely. Best mortgage rates. Okay, so what you're going to come up with, and I just did this, so I'll do it again so you guys, let's just refresh it. Let's just do it again, see if it codes out the same. Let's see what it's coming up. Oh, now this time's a little bit different. So this is even better. Let's go to bankrate.com. That's probably what you're going to see on when you run these things. So let's click it. All right. So what I'm looking for is, what's my payment going to be? What's my, let's go. I want to purchase a house. Okay. Now I got rates. Okay. They're all over the map. Who's got what? Now I got to fill in, and I'll go through here. Let's go. So you're going to start filling these in. And the interesting thing is there's all these people coming across the screen, and you're going to have rates from 5.29, don't have any clue how that's happening, all the way to 6.375. Okay, and I didn't change anything. It's probably the same customer. So why the hell would you call this 6-point-something down here when this other place is much cheaper? Well, you got to look at the cost and all these things and everything else. Then you got to put in your application. I wonder if you can just actually get, what is my real rate? Okay, what is my real rate? Okay, so if you're a homeowner, I got RateWatch 2.2 coming out. This is going to be phenomenal. We'll get to that in a second. You're here to figure out what kind of rate you qualify for. So this widget or this website's going to be out, this page is going to be out in the next probably 48 hours. I just want to demo it for you. So can you guys hear me okay? Last week when I did an event, it sounded like I was in a tin can. Where is this going with mortgage rates? Toucan? It's not going to be good. And I'll go back to mortgage rates here in a second. Let's go to the mortgage bonds. Mortgage bonds right now are minus 59. That's bad. So here's what I said this morning. If you watch this morning's video, I said this gap, we hope it fills. And it was on the trajectory all the way up. We did our video right about here. And then the president came out and talked. And I don't know if there's much things going on in the over in Iran as they thought. And that's spooking the markets. So now the markets are just cratering from there. Oil prices are going up, and I keep selling. Just watch oil. That's what you're going to watch. So thanks for letting me know about the sound. So thanks with that. So let's get over to what I want you guys to do. I want you guys to know what kind of rate you actually qualify for. So this is going to be here. You won't need me each Wednesday to come out and go over these with you. You're going to have this tool in your hand. Yes, it took some work to get to this point, but let me show you what it's doing. So what you usually watch in my slogan when I come in each day is, oh, my name's Dan Frio, and then I talk about how I'm set up with over 30 different lenders. So let's think of it that way. If you go to Bankrate, well, they got 30 different lenders too. They're all over the map. Okay, cool. So what do you do next? Well, you can probably go through here and say, well, you might want to start at the top and click here and start moving there, or at least go over here and fine tune it a little bit to what you're looking for. And then it's going to give you all these estimates down through here, and then you're going to have to click it most likely, and it's going to take you to that, and then you're going to go down this whole feed. But you're like, okay, what rate do I qualify for? It's like if I'm buying a stock, I want to go in there, and I don't want to know what it might be. I want to know before I buy it, what is it? Well, let's get to the tool I want to show you guys today. This is going to be, I don't even know what I'm going to call this thing yet, but it's at your fingertips. So let's run a test here. If you guys have an analogy you want me to put through, let me know. But I'm just going to run a scenario that we got recently. We're getting a lot of refinances. It doesn't seem like the purchase season, it's kind of halted quite a bit. And I get it. Rates were 5.99, what, 3-4 weeks ago. And rates, people thought, okay, they're going to come down a little bit more. And homeowners sat there and said, oh, okay, maybe you took advantage of that. But a lot of home buyers are thinking, okay, this spring season is going to be fantastic. And then rates just popped, and they're popping pretty quick. So what do you qualify for now? So let me run an analogy through here just so you can get it, and I'm going to show you what all this does, and it's amazing. This will be available to you guys probably on Monday, but I just wanted to give you a precursor of this. So what you're going to do is you're going to go through, and you're going to have all the tools that basically we have to figure out what your rate is. Now, there's going to be some little nuances behind the screen with this that, you know, you might have a specific area where you might have a bank statement loan, or you might go in here and see some rate and it just doesn't look right. Reach out to us. We're still here behind the scenes to narrow it down to what exact program works for you best. But this is going to help steer you to the right direction. So you're going to go and say, okay, I'm looking to buy a primary home. It's a single family home. But these are all the choices what we have when it comes down to different types of properties. So then when I'm talking to you, a lot of times, sometimes some people just assume that you live in a single family home. Well, you might live in a townhouse, a PUD, a non-warrantable condo, a multi-unit, a single family. You can get it. Okay, so I'm going to buy into a single family home. I'm looking to buy the house. So it's purchase season. It's spring season. I want to see where rates are in my scenario. I'm in a pretty good spot. I'm looking to buy a $350,000 home. I just sold my last house and made a little bit of money, so I'm going to put $100,000 down on this thing. My zip code is 60623. My credit score is fantastic. I'm in a good spot right now, so I'm doing pretty good. Waive escrows. I would always suggest don't waive escrows, because if you waive escrows, some banks actually charge you a fee for that. We want to avoid all the fees, and I'll probably show you some tricks down the road on how to avoid that as well. So let's put waive escrows. We're going to put no, because we don't want to waive them. And are we a veteran? We'll get to that in a second. Let's just go through my scenario, and let's hit submit. Now, what's doing is that it's actually running through all the investors we're set up with, and you're going to get the results right here. And this is what I usually show you guys when Alan and I come in each week.